Listening, Part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 5 words.
Like it or not, at some point you will be faced with attending one of those social events every person in their right mind dreads. A formal dinner. Besides the fact that they're known for being incredibly boring, they're also the ultimate test, before your fellow man no less, of your dining skills. Aside from don't chew with your mouth open and take your elbows off the table, my mum failed to give me any further insight into the fine art of dining, so naturally, the minute I hear formal dinner, I begin to panic. But since you can't avoid these things forever, you might as well get accustomed to the basic rules and save yourself a lot of future headaches. I'm now ready to share with you the knowledge I've obtained from going through such an ordeal. I invite you to listen hard, but the main aim is not just to laugh at my faux pas, but to take advantage yourself of my advice on how to avoid potential embarrassment. We're just going to talk about the table and the eating, nothing else. So if you want tips about how to waltz, I suggest you leave now. Well, I went to one of these do's, all dressed up, hair and nails trimmed, powdered nose, the works. As I stepped into the room, heart pounding like a drum, I saw tens of tables, plates and silverware all piled up together, seemingly forming a continuous set, forks and knives as far as the eye could see, the only hint as to where you were supposed to sit being a chair and a name card. First rule, always sit in the place you've been allocated. I changed the name cards once and ended up causing a commotion. Next important thing is to introduce yourself to the people sitting next to you. If you're the first to arrive, wait until people sit down next to you and then make your move. Do it like in the army. Name, rank and serial number. Keep it simple and smile a lot. Makes bonding easier. Also, if you get friendly with your neighbours, they won't be so judgmental when you mess things up, and you know you will. You should always approach your seat from the left side, especially since all waiters are taught to serve from the other side. This will avoid nasty accidents and keep everyone leaving just the way they arrived, without food stains on their clothes. Having taken your seat, it's now time to turn your attention to the puzzle on the table. In fact, all the cutlery is there to help you. First of all, you can actually tell how many courses the meal is going to have by the number of eating utensils at your disposal. Here's how to read all those things in front of you, half of which you've never seen in your life. Start from the outside in. Knives and spoons are on the right of your plate, forks and napkins on the left, glasses on the right. Before indulging in any culinary delights, here are some more golden rules. It's considered extremely bad form to put used cutlery anywhere else except on your plate. Teaspoons for coffee should be placed on the saucer and your napkin. Like it or not, at some point you will be faced with attending one of those social events every person in their right mind dreads. A formal dinner. Besides the fact that they're known for being incredibly boring, they're also the ultimate test, before your fellow man no less, of your dining skills. Aside from don't chew with your mouth open and take your elbows off the table, my mum failed to give me any further insight into the fine art of dining, so naturally, the minute I hear formal dinner, I begin to panic. But since you can't avoid these things forever, you might as well get accustomed to the basic rules and save yourself a lot of future headaches. I'm now ready to share with you the knowledge I've obtained from going through such an ordeal. I invite you to listen hard, but the main aim is not just to laugh at my faux pas, but to take advantage yourself of my advice on how to avoid potential embarrassment. We're just going to talk about the table and the eating, nothing else. So if you want tips about how to waltz, I suggest you leave now. Well, I went to one of these do's, all dressed up, hair and nails trimmed, powdered nose, the works. As I stepped into the room, heart pounding like a drum, I saw tens of tables, plates and silverware all piled up together, seemingly forming a continuous set, forks and knives as far as the eye could see, the only hint as to where you were supposed to sit being a chair and a name card. First rule, always sit in the place you've been allocated. I changed the name cards once and ended up causing a commotion. Next important thing is to introduce yourself to the people sitting next to you. If you're the first to arrive, wait until people sit down next to you and then make your move. Do it like in the army. Name, rank and serial number. Keep it simple and smile a lot. Makes bonding easier. Also, if you get friendly with your neighbours, they won't be so judgmental when you mess things up. And you know you will. You should always approach your seat from the left side, especially since all waiters are taught to serve from the other side. This will avoid nasty accidents and keep everyone leaving just the way they arrived, without food stains on their clothes. Having taken your seat, it's now time to turn your attention to the puzzle on the table. In fact, all the cutlery is there to help you. First of all, you can actually tell how many courses the meal is going to have by the number of eating utensils at your disposal. Here's how to read all those things in front of you, half of which you've never seen in your life. Start from the outside in. Knives and spoons are on the right of your plate, forks and napkins on the left, glasses on the right. Before indulging in any culinary delights, here are some more golden rules. It's considered extremely bad form to put used cutlery anywhere else except on your plate. Teaspoons for coffee should be placed on the saucer and your napkin.
You now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.